here's a story from The World.
Across France, more than 100,000 people took to the streets this weekend protesting vaccine passports. That was the anger in Paris. Similar protests also spread across Italy. In London, thousands gathered in Trafalgar Square, apparently protesting the vaccine itself. Our Europe correspondent, Orla Barry, has been following the weekend's activity. This was the second weekend of protests in France, Orla. What specifically are these protesters upset about?
Well, the protesters argue that this new vaccine passport will be an infringement on their civil liberties, is how they're putting it. The vaccine passport, which, by the way, was passed late last night by French Parliament, means that to go to a bar or to a restaurant or to any other entertainment venue in France, the French will need to show that they've either been vaccinated or have proof of a negative COVID test. So on Saturday, prior to the vote, thousands marched through Paris and through other cities in France, as we heard, and they carried these posters with slogans like freedom is being trampled on and stop the dictatorship. Some are also unhappy with the announcement that healthcare workers and carers will have to be vaccinated.
100,000 some odd protesters in France, though. I mean, is President Macron worried about the number of people taken to the streets saying their freedoms are being taken away?
Well, if he is, he's not showing it. He was pretty bullish yesterday when it was put to him that some people felt their freedom was being impinged upon.
Que vaut votre liberté si vous me dites je ne veux pas me faire vacciner, mais si demain vous contaminez votre père, votre mère ou moi-même, je suis victime de votre liberté.
And what he said there is, you know, what's your freedom worth? If you say to me you don't want to be vaccinated and then you go and infect your mother, your father or me, I'm a victim of your freedom. That's not freedom, he said. That's irresponsibility and it's called selfishness. So you can see he's taking a very firm stance on this one. And it does seem to be paying off, Marco, because the majority of the French appear to support his measures. And, you know, the French like to protest, but in terms of the numbers who took to the streets yesterday in comparison what we would have seen during the Yellow Vest protest, for example, there really is no comparison between the two.
Also, over the weekend in Italy, protesters took to the streets. Are they protesting against similar measures?
Yeah, initially they're calling it a green pass as opposed to a vaccine passport, but pretty much it's the same thing. And from August, green pass would be required if you want to, again, eat inside restaurants or cafes. These were some of the protesters on the streets of Turin a couple of nights ago. So they're shouting, no green pass, no green pass. But the Italian Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, similar to Macron, was pretty blunt about the need to be vaccinated.
L'appello a non vaccinarsi è un appello a morire, sostanzialmente.
Essentially, he says, an invitation not to get vaccinated is an invitation to die or to let others die. And in the 24 hours after he made that comment and gave that press conference, over 500,000 vaccination appointments were made in Italy. So they will argue again, you know, that these kind of measures work. But then not all politicians are on board. You had people like Matteo Salvini, the leader of the far right party, the League Party in Italy, speaking out against the Green Pass, saying they're fine for football stadiums, but not, he says, if you want to go and eat a pizza.
And Orla, in London, where you are, I mean, you don't have these mandatory vaccine passports and you're out of lockdown. So why did people show up at Trafalgar Square in such large numbers?
Yeah, many people here are asking the same question, Marco. You did have thousands in central London on Saturday. Many, from what I could see, were holding up these anti-vaccination placards, and they were just pretty much anti-vaxxers. They were protesting against the vaccine itself. Also, by the way, amongst the protesters, there was a big Trump 2024 poster being held sky high. I mean, the protesters say they're protesting against vaccines and the threat of any future restrictions. Where we're at the moment, 1 week on from Freedom Day, is in terms of vaccine passports. The government has said that all nightclubs will need proof of vaccination from the end of September. But so far, that's it. Although there are reports today that they're looking at introducing them for students going back to university. But any measures like this will meet a lot of opposition, not only potentially from students, but from the universities themselves and from Boris Johnson's own party colleagues, because many Conservative MPs are very, very, very opposed to the idea of anything like a vaccination passport being introduced.
No doubt we'll hear more about that as the school year cranks up. The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry in London, thank you very much for your time, Orla.
You're welcome, Marco.
from PRX.